Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, Mishpachah, and welcome to another edition of Straight No Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network here on Babylon Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and we want to welcome you to the beginning of the sixth day, and hopefully you've had a wonderful fifth day as we are vastly approaching the Shabbat, the Sabbath. So I know you've been laboring hard with your hands working to keep your family healthy, alive, and strong. And to try and please the Most High and stay away from these demons and the hell that is after us as a people. This is your host, V the Preacher. It's great to be back with you. This is a show that's geared towards, as you probably saw in the show notes, it's meant to offend, because I found out that what we get offended by, we only get offended by because we refuse to change. And we are living in denial and don't want most people to point out anything of truth as it pertains to what we must do to better ourselves. The show is definitely about our community, our downfalls, our plights, our struggles, the war that we go through, the problems we encounter in the community as we are emerging and coming into the knowledge of the truth. And many of us are waking up. All praises to the Most High for that. Many of us refuse to stay asleep because we're in love with the American lie, not the American dream, which is crumbling rapidly. And I'll say successfully, because it was their plan to cause Babylon to fall. If you want your pie in the sky, in this earth, this world, this land, you are sadly mistaken. Because even the things that your forefathers were tortured in the streets for, water holes, shot at and hung from trees for, is no longer for you. It's for the gay community. As you are overlooked by your so-called black president, and he jumps right into the gay community, and they are more protected than you. As you are being shot down, beat, destroyed, and poisoned in the streets, your life means nothing to this world because of the knowledge that they have of who you really are. The children of Israel, the African diaspora, the lost and scattered indigenous tribes. This show is about you and for you, because you are a hard-headed, stiff-necked people, and because of our disobedience, we are in the situation we are in now. Scripture also tells us, because we refuse to come back to his commandments and his Torah. I know you say, what is that, V? Those are the words directly from the Most High, Ahaya, by Hashem Yeshaya, that was given to Moses, who we call Musa, Moshe. Directly to us, the only family in the earth that he has ever known and loved, that chased out all of the ites, Canaanites, Midianites, Jebusites, Perizzites. We still got Perizzites all around us. We were called to destroy all those families, and now we're under the curses of due to our disobedience, and we find ourselves in Psalms 83 dealing with nations that have conspired against us to control us and destroy us, and hope that we will never come back into the knowledge of our God, his name, and who we are. Because once we do and we align ourselves with him, then their game is over and we are back in a position of prominence and esteem, where we become set apart and Kodesh, and we put on our full strength, Zion. You're already a strong, beautiful, colorful, intelligent, talented, adored, envied, admired people. Even under these curses, just think, when you wake up, submit yourself and humble yourself to the truth of who you are and what you're supposed to do, and not continue to play the step and fetch it role and entertain these people through sports, media, television, entertaining the people, singing in a strange land, desiring to be accepted in a strange land, idolizing and coveting the riches of a world that does not belong to us. When will we wake up, Zion, and come back to who we are? So we talk about the hood in Straight No Chaser because they've poisoned you. They've given you guns. They want to see you kill yourself just as long as you don't ever come back into prominence. We used to deal with a lot of community and hood issues, but we're vastly approaching the end time and the return of our brother, Messiah, Yeshaya HaMashiach. And I want to make sure you're prepared. I can no longer deal with most social ills and try to tell you black power and rise as a community, because if you haven't risen now, you're not going to rise. Now I'm telling you to repent and come back to the Most High. Come back to the commandments. Your life depends on it, because Babylon is going down, and that's for sure. Truth, scary thing. You don't know what you're going to get when you give it in return, because it cuts. Truth. The other thing about truth is that our people know that ignorance is bliss. And that's why they're living in heaven. We bout it, we kick it, get crunk, let's do it, what it do, drop it, blaze, you name it. Whatever y'all come up with is party till you die. Those of you who don't keep the commandments, which are not grievous, I got a lot of precepts for you, but I want you to tune in on the seventh day, Shabbat, when we get into the precepts and we cover scriptures and where they're found to strengthen you. But tonight I like to talk to you where you are so you understand, so at least I can put something in your spirit to combat all of the demonic activity that is going on in your life. Demons have been released upon this society and upon your race to get you into the whole gay lifestyle. We have become Sodom and Gomorrah. We have become the days of Noah. We have become immoral. We've become wretched. And we border on the brink of blasphemy on a daily basis to the Most High, because they want to destroy you and make sure you never come back to your God, the Most High God, so that when Christ returns with a can of you know what, he won't find faith in the earth. Fact of the matter is that for those who don't keep the commandments that your black preachers and black pastors in your churches tell you you don't have to keep anymore, and have barbecue picnics and keep you eating unclean foods and swine and have you desecrating the Sabbath, the true holy day, they're bringing generations upon you and your children and your children's children and your children's children, children. Through grace and mercy, the Most High is intervening into generations and waking up young people, middle-aged, teenage people here and there, to the degree where they're breaking these curses and coming into the knowledge of truth. Will these dry bones live again? Yes. These dry bones are coming back to life. But for you Negroes, and I'm going to say niggas, like we said, N-I-G-A-S-T, because as you can see in these pictures, you got white boys that want to be called N-I-G-G-E-R. Boy, they emulate you so much. When will you understand the Most High put you here to set a precedence, and everything and anything you do, every other nation will follow? Which is why they don't want you to come back to the Most High and set a new pattern and lifestyle. They want you to continue to act a fool, get into this mindless hip hop, get into a drug culture, become metrosexual, bisexual. And you do it because you figure, I gotta blow up in this life, not realizing that blowing up in this life is actually just that, blowing up. You will die in this life chasing this world. You want to be a star? Know that you will be a fallen star, because those demons are fallen angels, and they don't like the fact that you are a chosen people. Somebody told me back in the day, all the church mothers used to be saying that we may not be the people of the Bible, but we shall fit the bill. It's amazing how we all know intrinsically who we are, but we refuse to believe it because chains have been put on us so thick. We were beat down so good that our minds have been enslaved, and we cannot even allow, we won't even allow ourselves to come into the knowledge of the truth. You live in a world that's built on witchcraft, demonism, Freemasonry. You got objects all around you that are keeping you deceived, blind, brainwashed, that will not allow you to see the truth of what really happened, what's happening, and what's going to happen. So that's what we're here to talk about tonight. Got a few articles I want to share with you, a few articles I want to read. Anybody wants to call in, got a question, comment, something you want to say about the state of ills in our community, our society, our babies, what's happening to us, the policies that are destroying our families, the politicians that do not care about you, all the freaking pedophiles in your children's school, and most of all, what's happening to our babies. They don't want to go to church. They have nowhere to turn. They don't want to go to the community leaders because they say there are no leaders, and all of your elders are trying to be young people. This is a sick, twisted world we're living in, and every day the occult and satanic activity is trying to consume your life. Have you noticed the stress? Have you noticed the anxiety? Have you noticed the tempers? Have you noticed how everyone is on the lookout for fear of their lives and how rampant fear is? This is why it's time for us to come back into the knowledge of the light. My brother Christ said that I am the way, the truth, and the light. I have a lot of ignorant people that will call here and say, F you, nigga, just because I'm telling the truth. And here's the problem. I finally come to realize why there are a lot of angry people out there, because in our bitterness and confusion and not being able to understand what's going on around us, but being angry, we have done a lot of foul things and become a part of the negativity and the darkness. And by us having become a part of this negativity and the darkness, we've done things in the dark that we don't want exposed. If Christ is the light and you come to Christ, the light will be shined on the things that you've done. And the problem is you don't want to give up most of the things you've done, or you don't want to confess what you've done and turn from it. You do not want to be an open book. Scripture makes it clear when you come to Christ that you are a living epistle read of by men, so the deeds that you've done will be exposed. And if you're not ready to remit what you've done unto the Most High, and so you got a lot of anger inside of people because they don't want to deal with the fact that the light will be shined on them. What's done in the dark, they want to stay in the dark. And truth is too much freaking light. To go from darkness to light is to say, I will expose myself. I will tell my innermost deep dark secrets, because I know the Most High knows. Yeah, he does know. And you will reap what you sow with your continued actions. So the bottom line is that we have to understand that we're living in lies and we can't be in denial, and that we have to accept truth of what's happening. There's a destruction all around you, physically, sociologically, spiritually, economically. Wake up and realize it and prepare yourself and do something about it. We can talk about that tonight. But there's a clip I want to play for you that I'm going to go into. This is by Red Pill, and they put this out. And this particular clip is going to expose quite a few things about pharmaceuticals, drugs, chemtrails, politics, your president. And I want you to check this out and listen to some of the knowledge of this truth.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what it is. You have to see it for yourself.
It is wrong, blasphemous, and sinful for you to suggest, imply, or help other people come to the conclusion that the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens.
How could anyone fly a 60-ton, 125-foot-wide, 44-foot-tall plane through this obstacle course?
The official explanation is that the intense heat from the jet fuel vaporized the entire plane. Flight 77 had two Rolls-Royce engines made of steel and titanium alloy and weighs 6 tons each. It is scientifically impossible that 12 tons of steel and titanium was vaporized by jet fuel.
We're also told that the bodies were able to be identified either by their fingerprints or by the DNA. So what kind of fire can vaporize aluminum and tempered steel and yet leave human bodies intact?
Part of the problem is that most people simply don't know much about Building 7 due to the extraordinary secrecy surrounding this collapse.
And this was a 47-story skyscraper. This building fell at 5:25.
It was not hit by a plane. This building had fires on only two or three floors.
And it was brought down by what we know was a controlled demolition.
Look, the CIA has done in this country, what they've done to us is unbelievable. Look at the terrorist acts that have occurred. The CIA behind most, if not all of them. We had the World Trade Center in 1993. Unfortunately for them, there were only 6 people killed, not enough to pass the legislation. So what happened is 2 years later, April 19, 1995, down comes Oklahoma City Murrah Building, 168 people killed. 1 year later, the anti-terrorism legislation that takes away many of our constitutional rights and civil liberties is passed.
But if you really look at both sides, I
there couldn't possibly be just one way. What about Jesus? What about Jesus?
I raised them up, and you say there isn't only one way.
There is one way and only one way, and
there
that is through
be.
Jesus.
There couldn't possibly be.
Because
with
you
of
say
in
there
the
isn't.
There couldn't possibly be.
And God is a feeling experience, not a believing experience.
That's right.
And if that your religion is a believing experience, if God for you is still about a belief, then it's not truly God.
And he says, how do you think that I became famous the way that I am? And I said, you must have had some good luck. Well, he says, there's no such thing as good luck. He says, there's either some power working for you somewhere, or you don't get ahead in this world. Not in my type of occupation.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my hand.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
On this earth and then in the world we can't see.
Well, see, the whole thing is these people control the money, so they make all the rules, you understand? And they put whatever rules they want into effect.
I've asked Congress, we've asked a lot of people in the IRS commissioners, helpers. They can't answer, because if they answer, the American people are going to know that this whole thing is a fraud.
It's a plan of the kind. It's a phony. If they want to create prosperity, they just print dollars. They just make dollars or put digits into the economy. And then now you have prosperity. You don't have real prosperity. You don't have real manufacturing. You just have money being injected in. It's an infusion of credit.
Which only makes the government go into more debt.
Into more debt.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
On these Georgia Guidestones, it gives the Ten Commandments for the New World Order. Ten Commandments for the New World Order. The first commandment was to maintain humanity under a half billion. Looks like a lot of people got to die for their plan to work.
And let me assure you that absolutely nothing that I'm going to tell you is exaggerated, is interpolated, or is imagined. Everything I'm going to tell you is documented. Now, Codex Alimentarius Commission is administered by the World Health Organization, WHO, and the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization. They fund Codex and they run it at the request of the UN. So they're mommy and daddy to Codex Alimentarius.
66% of United States residents' public water is fluoridated. It is known to have tremendous effects on bone cancer, joint problems, bone weakness, lowered estrogen and testosterone levels, and dental fluorosis, which is yellowing of the teeth and pitting in the enamel.
Nutrients under Codex not only are limited to those nutrients on the positive list, and we anticipate there will be 18 of them, and they do not include CoQ10, glucosamine, chondroitin sulfate. They do include fluoride, which, to my knowledge as a physician, has absolutely no biological benefit whatsoever, but it does make people complacent. Fluoride was first used in the Gulag because it was discovered that prisoners who were fed fluoridated water were complacent, and you could do anything you wanted to them. They were easy to manage.
You fluoridate the water, why people are not as aggressive as they ordinarily would be. In fact, what is the active ingredient in Prozac that is so widely distributed in America today? Why, it's a fluoride compound.
Aspartame, the artificial sweetener found in almost every low-sugar or sugar-free product on the market.
First of all, aspartame is made up of three things: methanol, which of course is what produces blindness, aspartic acid, and phenylalanine. These are all poisons. Aspartic acid, of course, produces brain lesions. This was known back in the early 1970s. Methanol produces blindness. Phenylalanine is what you see in the brain, and in high doses it produces trauma.
We're not making it all up. The FDA did publish back in, I think it was in the 80s, the 92 potential side effects of aspartame. And they do, these side effects are quite, are extremely serious. Things like dizziness, problems with balance, abdominal pain and cramps, changes in vision, seizures and convulsions, etc.
I mean, you'll see a plane up there flying like normal, and then all of a sudden it starts spraying. We've seen them fly off into the distance and then loop around and fly back again. These are not your typical planes with a preordained path destination from city to city. Someone needs to explain to me why do they stop traveling in one particular direction and then loop around and come back again. They perform this behavior so many times that we start seeing the tic-tac-toe grids in the sky. We're witnessing the giant X's. And I mean, Rosalind, when you and I grew up, these contrails naturally dissipated in a few seconds or perhaps a minute max. But these things expand, they grow bigger, and before you know it, the entire sky is overcast.
That's correct.
Let's not even add the conspiracy of the AIDS virus. Go on the internet and put in your Google into your search engine. Put in there AIDS virus and put in there smoking gun of AIDS and see the evidence in the documents. You will be shocked. And the smoking gun of AIDS came out in 1996 because in America we have something called the Freedom of Information Act, which means every 25 years, what they do that we don't know about, they have to reveal it after 25 years. Now we know about it.
We have a web of deception and misperception about vaccines.
Of course, you learn to trust
We're pediatricians.
Ultimately, our son was diagnosed with pervasive developmental disorder not otherwise specified, which is a form of autism.
For decades, half of all childhood vaccines contained a chemical preservative called thimerosal. It is made from mercury, one of the most poisonous substances on Earth.
Channel 8's Valerie Williams has spent the past 3 months investigating claims that government regulators and some pharmaceutical companies knew of the dangers but never told the public.
We're developing a society because of all of these different toxins known to affect brain function. We're seeing a society that not only has a lot more people of lower IQ, but a lot fewer people of higher IQ. In other words, a dumbing down, a chemical dumbing down of society. So everyone's sort of mediocre. That leaves them dependent on government because they can't excel. We have these people of lower IQ who are totally dependent. Then we have this mass of people who are going to believe anything they're told because they can't really think clearly. And very few people of very high IQ who have good cognitive function who can figure this all out. And that's what they want.
Yeah, we're getting ready for martial law. Everything's pointing to martial law. It's been planned 2 centuries. May 1st, 1776. 86, 96, yeah.
Is this a step towards martial law?
Certainly the involvement of the military in these fusion centers is something that's very concerning to us.
But a more recent one, which has raised a few eyebrows, is the one issued January 11th, 2010, which establishes the Council of Governors.
The Council of Governors, 9 state governors and 1 from Puerto Rico. In case of a national emergency, they quarantine the country into 10 sectors and take control from the rest of the governors and state legislatures. If the president wanted to send in military or round up dissidents in a state, his council of cronies would rubber stamp anything. That's why they got picked.
I think the government's anticipating that there's going to be an increased reaction against the economic downturn.
The FEMA plans to imprison American citizens have generated a lot of interest around the country in locating the potential prison camps throughout the country. Inside the fenced area on the other side of the building, you'll see signs that say Red Zone, right up next to the railroad tracks that run the length of the fenced area. Next to the Red Zone sign, you can see closely numbered markers on the fences that are too closely spaced to be parking markers, just as if they plan to have people line up to board the trains.
They call it a residential center, but it looks a hell of a lot more like a prison to me. Double fences, floodlights, barbed wire to keep people from getting out, and at the main entrance, railroad tracks, just like Nazi Germany.
This small building is the only way into a particular fenced area. Inside this building, we see more of the motion-activated detectors, electronic turnstiles, and prison bars. Outside this building is fencing and a cattle run section of fence, all topped by barbed wire, pointing inward, not to keep people out, but to keep people in. Outside, there are new gas pipes. The gas lines and gas pipes at the facility run the length of the buildings. And come out at some very, very large, brand new furnaces that have been installed at the buildings throughout the facility.
I want to know why our congressmen think we need prison camps for ordinary citizens. They put it right in a congressional bill, H.R. 645.
And one more time, what kind of liners are these?
Casket liners.
These are casket liners.
That's what the man said.
That's what the man told us. And we're told that there were about 500,000 out here.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
And then he would repeat to me over and over,
And the last card would be the extraterrestrial threat.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
And that's Straight Dome Chaser. Guest call-in number is 213-769-0910. Call in with your questions, comments. So much truth, so many things were said from that. I don't even know where to begin, but I'm glad it's on the show. Those little clips that we as a people are in denial of, that there is a planned construct to destroy a people. 213-769-0910. We'll be back.
Destruction.
Shalom, Mishpachah. Welcome back to Straight No Chaser. This is V the Preacher. I forgot to tell you, welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. And if that clip didn't make things very clear for you with that compilation of mind-shattering clips that expose truth that we just don't want to believe as a people, that's not designed to put you in fear. It's designed to do just as the initial clip and the ending clip said, to either wake up or to stay asleep, red pill or blue pill. Because once you come into the knowledge of the truth, then you are, the onus is upon you to do something about you, your surroundings, those that are around you, to bring your people into the knowledge of the truth. The fluoride, the water, the dumbing down of a people, of a society, you know, the ignorance that just party all the time and can't make sense of this. And then those that are caught up into the cognitive dissonance that have anxiety and are perplexed by their varied emotions and can't seem to find their way and don't have enough IQ to figure out what's going on around them. Then you have those that are extreme that can actually figure this all out and see it. They're not just figuring that out. That's the Most High that's waking them up. I don't preach fear because, you know, Isaiah 35:4 told me that to say to them that have a fearful heart to be strong and fear not, because your God will come with vengeance, even a higher with a recompense. He will come and save you. I want you to know that there are a people that want population reduction and they want you dead. There are a people that are going to be on the receiving end of this recompense because this whole nation was built on destruction, lies, murder, blood, slavery, you name it. You and I do not have the ability, and I'll say it again, because repetition is the best form of teaching. We do not have the ability, the power, or are we in a position to forgive a people for the things and the wrongs that they've done. You're living in a world that's full of witchcraft and lies, and you are deceived. Your television is pumping out satanic rituals, and you don't even know what the hell is going on because you're so asleep. Fact of the matter is that to forgive is to eradicate a debt, and nobody puts you in a position to look at someone else and say, I forgive you, or I'm not tripping. You can't eradicate that. There's somebody that's coming back to straighten out what's going on in this earth, and everybody's sensing it, which is why there's a hurriedness of a people to release a force of demonic activity upon this world that is confusing you and keeping you stuck. You're locked. You're locked. You're locked into your demoralized lifestyle because you've been told to accept the status quo. Play this show again, listen to that clip, and realize what's being done to you in a very subtle way to keep you dumbed down, sick, blind, immoral, and set up to be destroyed. You want to call in with your question and comments? The guest calling number is 213-769-0910. Press 1, and we'll talk to you. We have a caller, I see, 731-736. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what your question or comment is.
Tennessee. Good morning, Dr. Emad, Tennessee. I found your clip very enlightening. A lot of this information I've been knowing for years. But what is your solution to this pollution? Hello?
A solution, because I've said once before, and you can tell me what you think. But we've never actually begun to deal with the root formed, constructed. It's expose its intent and the roots, because I think, like with this clip, that particular novel, we've had a lot. I talk to your hosts, but it has not been able to galvanize our community. What Doctor, are you there?
Yeah, because you know, you speak a couple words and then it's cutting off. I can't hear you.
Sorry about that.
It didn't come, you know, where I can understand.
Well, did you catch
your answer? Well, you know, I understand Yahweh Ben Yahweh has, you know, he put this out there way back in the 70s with the FEMA camps, the concentration camps, and the information is out there. But there's a lot of information out there, and, you know, in the somewhere in the clip we were talking about the different levels people have been dumbed down and complacent, and I was talking to someone about that same thing. It's like everybody's in a trance and they've drank the Kool-Aid. They can talk the talk, but they can't make the trip.
What do you think the trip is? Explain that part.
Well, the trip is the journey towards, you know, coming together to move together. You know, that it's going to take, you know, the... I looked a long time ago, and it was revealed to me that it's not about the white man or the black man. It's about the righteous man, and we're spiritual bodies and, you know, spiritual beings in a body having an earthly existence. And when I researched the word black and white, they were both words were adjectives, and, you know, we have to educate our people. They have to know the process of the enslavement of our mind. But when we move past that, the reality, it were other people who took part of, you know, the flight. So the children of the Most High come in all colors. And when you deal on a racial basis, it creates division. You know, ain't no black heaven, no Japanese, whatever. It's about the righteous. And there was a chosen, you know, from the tribe of Yehuda that would lead, you know, and it goes into so much there, but it's coming together because everybody's going to be in those concentration camps, regardless to their ethnicity. It's not reserved exclusively towards one particular people. And I'm going around. One of the things that I like about Blog Talk Radio is there's so many different programs. So you have other groups, but, you know, the agenda, you know, the fight, you know, and, you know, Lucifer, Satan, the evil one, whoever you want to call that negative entity that create havoc and mischief. And so Satan is now more prevalent in black skin, because I can't look at you and say, you know, you're me, you know, because we have the same ethnicity, or, you know, that we are the same, because the enemy has, you know, that's how you destroy from within. So we come together, we have a meeting, but the people who are not supposed to know, they know what's going on. And we're selling each other out every day. I was looking at the news, and I try to stay off the news, but I can't think of this. Is he a senator that he was for the president, and now he's for Romney, African-American? And I'm looking at how, you know who I'm talking about?
The news at all.
He was on the news, you know, I saw the news yesterday.
Okay. So,
and,
Go ahead. Go ahead. Make your statement.
Okay. So the African-American senator, or whoever he was, I don't know, but he was once supporting Barack Obama, President Obama, but now he's supporting Romney, and, you know, he was coming down with the racial statements, and I was thinking when he was saying that, well, where was he when the president first became the president, and they had these cookies and, you know, remarking his wife as a monkey and all the disrespect, you know, where was he? And, you know, it's just all this divisiveness that's out there. And African Americans, we have, you know, that intrinsic nature that we are forgiving and loving, and that is the nature of the gods. But, you know, it's just, you just can't confine it to one thing, because, you know, where is everybody else sitting in there? Yes. Yep.
So you just said that that is the nature of the God?
God is love.
So wait,
you
wait,
know,
wait.
And I wait, God, the creator of the universe, the mother, father.
So did you say G-O-D-S?
Well, the children of the gods, the mother, father, have children. It's Psalms 82 and 6. Haven't you heard, too, that ye are gods, too? And some of us on this planet are gods in a body, having an earthly existence.
I see, brother. So I'm hearing. I'm not quite sure what your statement was, but I heard you very clear when you said you're starting to notice that Satan is becoming more prevalent with our people, and we do talk about that. But you also said it's not about a skin color, and that it was going to be far-reaching. So I don't know. We don't really like think that it's going to be all-inclusive. We are the Hebrew Israelites. We are the diaspora. We have many shades. We are the indigenous people. And we are the people that have been hung, beaten, lost, culture taken, identity taken. So it's not going to be all-inclusive, because these people did not go through these curses. They do not fit the curses. And they don't fall into that. So, you know, I'm not quite sure what your point was, but as far as a solution, yeah, the community needs to come together. We do need to galvanize, but we must come together and recognize one God that we must humble ourselves under and submit to. So I'm not quite sure, you know, if you're coming from some feel.
Hello?
It sounds like we lost him. This is straight no chaser. I ain't got time to play. This is no damn We Are the World, Life, or Show. Those camps are going to be for everybody who disobeys the Torah, the Most High, and that's caught up in Babylon, and that wants to live this world, this life like that. I think I gave him a pretty good chance to talk and express himself, and we're all about that here. And I wanted to hear what he had to say. But as far as saying we're the children of many gods, there's only one God. His name is Ahaya. His son is Yeshaya. And that's who we worship, and we bow down, and we listen to his commandments. This all-inclusiveness, and we're just spirits, and that's New Age crap, and I don't play that crap here. We must repent, come back to Torah. As far as subscribing to these politics, these policies that are destroying the children of Israel, these politicians and what they believe in, we don't subscribe to that. No, that's why we don't even look at the news, because it's designed to keep people brainwashed. We just listened to a 15-minute clip that makes it clear that there are people that are not going to wake up, but it's not by might nor by power, but by my Ruach, by my spirit, said the Most High. He's the one who's going to protect and keep 144,000, their descendants, their family, their tribe, and they know this because they have our history books. We can no longer subscribe to this religiosity and the information that they try to bring to us to cause confusion, because a lot of times when we speak to people like that that call, they deflect and cause confusion. And we know that Ahaya is not the author of confusion, but Satan and his imps are the author of confusion. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Foolishness. Welcome back to Straight No Chaser. This is V the Preacher, where I am now, V the Iconoclast, and I'm here to destroy your idols of worship and your false thinking. It's got you caught up in religiosity, all the false religions that were given to you from Greece, Rome, Medes, and you want to say that all races matter? He's only known one family that comes in many shades that come from 12 tribes. And about you brothers and sisters that misunderstand the African diaspora and think that Egyptian that comes from a construct of Freemasonry is a part of what we need to identify with, it's great to know that those were dark-skinned people, but they were not our people. We fought with them at a time to destroy the Edomites. When they enslaved us, we went into captivity from them, Assyria, Rome, Greece, America, Babylon. Babylon is falling, brothers and sisters, and it's coming down rapidly. Okay, so we've been exposing the truth tonight, playing certain clips. I got some information I want to read to you because this show is all about truth. There's another thing with our society that's becoming effeminized and accepting lesbianism and heterosexual. I want to go to HenryMacau.com. And there's an article that was written by Robert Lopez that talks about raising a heterosexual child in a homosexual environment is child abuse. But this doesn't stop Illuminati-funded zealots who want to destroy the nuclear family. The ultimate goal is for the state to take over human reproduction. Robert Lopez was raised by two lesbians. He reveals how damaging this experience is. He says, quite simply, growing up with gay parents was very difficult, and not because of prejudice from neighbors. When your home life is so drastically different from everyone around you in a fundamental way, striking at basic physical relations, you grow up weird. I have no mental health disorders or biological conditions. I just grew up in a house so unusual that I was destined to exist as a social outcast. My peers learned all the unwritten rules of decorum and body language in their homes. They understood what was appropriate to say in certain settings and what wasn't. They learned both traditionally masculine and traditionally feminine social mechanisms. Even if my peers' parents were divorced, and many of them were, they still grew up seeing male and female social models. They learned typically how to be bold and unflinching from male figures and how to write thank you cards and be sensitive from female figures. These are stereotypes, of course, but stereotypes come in handy when you inevitably leave the safety of your lesbian mom's trailer and have to work and survive in a world where everybody thinks in stereotypical terms, even gays. Our society is screwed up because they're trying to get all of you to accept gay marriage, bisexuality, and, you know, a lot of these people that bring in confusion want you to accept gay pastors, gay preachers, gay churches, gay marriage, and they're trying to break down your tolerance and this system and our social structure and cause depopulation. It's an abomination before the Most High. I've started to notice a lot of the people that like to bring confusion as it pertains to the Most High's words, who he is, and what he expects of us are also undercover faggots, closet fags, that don't want to be exposed. As I said earlier, that this truth, this light, it puts people who are in the dark on a platform to have to reveal themselves. The people that say, we're not perfect, nobody's perfect, everybody has flaws, come back to the Torah and the commandments and learn that there is the possibility of perfection. Check out henrymcleod.com. He's got a couple of great books out that reveals the Illuminati. He's just released another book, Illuminati Part 2, and he deals with a lot of great topics. I don't really endorse him like that, but there's just a lot of fantastic information to be seen there. Let me deal with my people. People, we're coming back to supporting one another. We're coming back to the place where we're going to stop supporting other races and nations and hating one another and making disparaging marks about how we do business, because we are one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, Ahaya, is one. And our brother Messiah, I pray that they are one, even as we are one. It was Dr. John Henry Clark that made it clear, to control a people, you must first control what they think about themselves and how they regard their history and culture. And when your conqueror makes you ashamed of your culture and your history, he needs no prison walls and no chains to hold you. So true. So very true. Something that we don't take into consideration. When you control a man's thinking, you do not have to worry about his actions. You do not have to tell him to stand here or go yonder. He will find his proper place and will stay in it. You do not need to send him back. I'm giving you this truth to help break your chains, because they don't need shackles on your neck and feet anymore. They've enslaved your mind, period. Be the percentage that has the ability to not fall into the cognitive dissonance that the news and information of this day and age puts you in. You're numb. You're in a trance and not even fully aware of the fact that you're being brainwashed to believe that you must accept every other nation, every other belief system, every other religion that comes from some witchcraft cult and Freemason to separate us and free speech. We don't need no free speech. I can say what I want to say, worship how I want to worship. You beat a worship into our people. You've tried to force that image of a white Christ on us. I don't have to sit up here and say it's the white man, but at the same time, let's talk about where he comes from with the mutated gene that exists in his body that causes his white skin. Let's talk about the powerfulness of melanin and what it means and why it exists. Let's talk about the fact that the children of Israel were made in his image and that they were people of color, dark skin, as was Christ from the tribe of Yehuda. Let's talk about understanding scripture through precepts, not because you read it and you don't get it and you're not submitted to it. Wake up. Nobody here to play with you, man. I don't have time for all this, you deflecting and causing confusion. Repent.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. And our whole point and purpose is to chase the devil up out of our community, because it's time for us to wake up. We're being systematically destroyed as a people. And other races, this is a term of endearment and affection. You Negroes need to stop subscribing to all these religions founded by these white people that were meant to destroy you and keep you from coming to the knowledge of the truth, including your Sunday morning fried chicken eating pastor. You need to stop being what they want you to be as far as their personal entertainment. And you need to come back into prominence, being the kings and queens that Ahaya made you to be. We need to start respecting one another and loving one another. But most of all, stop fighting me, because I'm telling you, you are someone. Stop hating me because I tell you you should worship on the Sabbath, the Shabbat. I'm not the only one crying out with this truth. And I do want you to tune in on the seventh day, the Sabbath, the Shabbat, where we do the 613, the Israelite way of life. I want you to come back and listen. I want to kind of go over some things we haven't talked about in a while. I don't really believe that I can come up with a solution to heal the ills of our community because we're under the curses and they're about to lift. No one's going to help us and save us but the Most High himself. And it's not going to come through these vain religious efforts or religions that are ran and founded by government entities, and the majority of them are white. We didn't get to start nothing because we were slaves, told we weren't even allowed to preach to our people until they beat three sermons into us. Turn the other cheek. It's going to get better. I can't remember the third one. I think it was some by and by. And we sitting up singing Negro spirituals. At first, we used to try to communicate with each other and keep our history alive. Then it became us singing in a strange land. We still have pastors preaching the same messages as they are under control by the government because they are 501c3 compliant. And they get a faith-based initiative check because they're going to tell you to go to the FEMA camps. Get your vaccinations, get your shots, keep eating these GMO foods, GE foods. We just had in our community a couple of oil refineries explode and release toxins all in the air. And I know that the cancer rates are getting ready to soar. And you want to think that's just by chance or coincidence. And our people are so dumbed down, they figure it's an opportunity to get a $2,000 check that will not save them from cancer, nor will the Obamacare that's going to force vaccinations, force the microchip on them, and enslave you. The reason every race will be enslaved because we have about 90% of our people that are going to be destroyed because they love Babylon. But there's another percentage that knows to come out from amongst her mentally, some physically, but most of all spiritually, to where you don't need nothing from this life. Check this out. This is Straight No Chaser. I'm V the Preacher. And the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. The truth is a journey, not a destination. I got mad love for you. Shabbat.
Thank you.
Everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us sweet. Where I am, oh, mother, mother.